The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome, Devils. Advocates radio show live on the road, day three of the DNC United Center Chicago. Dom, it feels like we were just here last night.
Tag team back again. Good to see you, Crudy. Thank you to all the staff over here at Civic Media getting us going. Great to be in Chicago. Another beautiful day. Looking forward to tonight as well. Man, come on. We got Bill Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, of course, Walls. I heard Buttigieg is coming out as well. It's going to be a great time tonight, but it's going to be hard to top last night.
Last night was the most dynamic night in convention history. And I'll fight you if you think I'm wrong on that subject.
I proclaimed it as such, so let it be written, so let it be done.
I think it was. I mean, with the doubleheader last night, with the simulcast, with that dynamic roll call that was going on in the building here in Chicago, and we, of course, were listening to what was going on in the building 88 miles to the north in Milwaukee at the Fiserv Forum. You got an amazing scene, and it is, it was an amazing scene. So, I don't know how you're going to top it today.
Bill Walls, he's pretty exciting, and he's really good on off the teleprompter, man. He was
Tim
in
Walls.
Milwaukee.
Coach Walls.
He was in Milwaukee, bouncing around that stage, having so much to say. And I really look forward to see how he is when he's prepped, when he's ready to go on the teleprompter, man. I think he's gonna kill it. But again, come on, Michelle Obama last night, I think hands down gave the most dynamic and heartfelt speech.
Well, she might have had the best speech of the evening, but as far as political conventions go, best night ever.
Best night ever
in political history as far as conventions go, man. How are you going to top that? I mean, literally the dynamic, you've got two filled arenas. Donald Trump was in an airplane hangar yesterday in Howell, Michigan with 200 people. And they probably had an AI, a few of those in there. There was no AI going on last night.
Are you sure? I mean, this is really getting really good, this technology these days. I mean, look at the quality of the AI in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Chicago. Of course, Trump's losing his mind at the crowds. You know, apparently, Donald Trump has a fascination, a weird fixation on crowd size.
I hear that. Doesn't like the small crowds.
No.
If you were at the big rally last night, if you were a figment of AI imagination, love to hear from you. We're going to do a little more traditional show down here at the DNC in Chicago today. But, you know, a little more traditional in that we'd like to involve you, the audience, because we had 18,000 Cub reporters at the Fiserv Forum last night.
Come on, it's your turn to tell us what's going on.
Please, absolutely do so. Want to know what your experience was like last night, if you were at the Kamala rally especially. And for those of us that were here in Chicago, man, this was a party going on. And when the two things kind of met, it was like political universes colliding for all the right reasons, Dom. And all Trump could do is moan and cry. I mean, Tim Walz, in his speech in Milwaukee, said, you know, there's a sad man out there tonight. Very, very sad. And I think he meant Trump. What do you think?
I would imagine Trump is very sad. And it's got to be, I mean, look what's happened here over the last 30 days. Not just the change in the tone and the tenor, you know, the messaging, certainly Seeing it going from, this fear of losing our democracy to now embracing this freedom to, taking the mantle that the Republicans have claimed. They are always the freedom, freedom, freedom. And that seemingly is not the case now. And the Democrats are doing a great job of reclaiming that word. Is it freedom when you tell people who they cannot marry? Is it freedom when they tell people that they cannot have autonomy over their own bodies? I don't think so. I think those are very basic and understandable message points. And the Republicans, the MAGAs, they have no response to it. And the money, let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah, I was going to say, freedom isn't free, Dom.
No, man, $500 million raised.
A cool half a billion?
In 30 days. I mean, that's a good month. hell, you could annualize that recruit and get a loan for that amount of money, man. That'd be a pretty big mortgage. You know what I mean? It is quite
stunning.
That is
a massive fall. I mean, that would be on a pace for $6 billion annually raised. I mean, that is a lot of political enthusiasm. And you see it in the numbers. And you see it in the crowds, Dom. You see it in the crowds. And we haven't seen crowds like this since Barack Obama. And last night, it's a pretty rare day when Barack Obama is not the best speaker on the platform. And I mean, between you and I just got to say, maybe Barack took a little edge off because Michelle Obama shone so brightly, and then she introduced him to the stage and they had a warm, affectionate moment. And then he said, I'm the only guy dumb enough to come up and give a speech after Michelle Obama. Right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, what, are you going to try to outshine your wife at that moment? Of course not. I mean, he has his own.
He could have tried. He could have tried, but no, that was not going to happen. She was on fire, and she was throwing daggers. And apparently, some of them are hitting their mark. The former president, very, very upset that this is getting so personal. Crudy, it's personal.
Letting
it get personal.
We did ask for callers. It looks like we might have at least one or more that were in attendance last night at the Kamala Harris rally in Milwaukee. At least we think that's why you're calling in. 844-967-2789. If you were there, we want to hear from you. Let's start with Charles from Milwaukee today. Charles, welcome to the big show, man.
Hey,
were
Charles.
You at the big show last night?
Yes. Yes, I was. I was one of those AI-generated people there. When I say it was electric, wow. It was packed. They had a section that was curtained off, and my sister kept saying, they're not gonna fill up that area next to it. And I'm like, yes, they are. Once they filled up our side, that other side filled up, they end up having to lift the curtains up and fill that side up within about 5 to 7 minutes. It was wall-to-wall people there.
It looked like it was getting full at like 4 p.m, like to the rafters full by 4 p.m. Do I have that wrong, Charles? How early did you have to arrive?
We got there. My sister and I got there about 3. So we stood in line. They opened the doors about 3:45, 3:50, and started letting people in. So the way they did it was they filled up one side at a time. So they filled up the one side. Then once that side was full, then they opened up the section across the way. And it was, they blew the roof off. And the way they did the simulcast when they were doing the roll call, just phenomenal. I couldn't have went.
Have you ever seen a better political moment? Charles, what did they do after Kamala's speech? What was playing in the arena? Because we played for the radio audience here in Chicago and across the Civic Media Network, we played as much of Kamala's speech as we could. And then, we had some responsibility here to cover the DNC. That's where we're at. So we don't know what was happening in the room after Kamala's speech. What happened, Charles?
You know what, Crude? I left. Well, you know what? To you guys' credit, as soon as my sister and I got to my truck, I turned on the radio and you guys were on. So I listened to you guys until I got back to Oconomowoc.
Well, then we'll forgive you, Charles. Yeah,
all is forgiven, Charles. thanks for calling and getting us updated. It looked like it was a great show. Appreciate you sharing your experiences there. 844-967-2789. Were you in Milwaukee? Were you at the Harris Rally? What was your experience like?
I'd also like to know just those generally sitting at home watching perhaps these two events or watching the MSNBC, the coverage of the DNC, and then obviously they break away and they go to Milwaukee. And the technology, we know traveling tech, it's hard. A lot of people supporting us over these last 3 days. But to pull that off seamlessly, right. I mean, I am amazed. I'm amazed, man. It's hard to get a guest to show up on time. And they turned out two arenas simultaneously, integrated the two flawlessly, and put together the most dynamic political evening that I have ever witnessed, Tom.
844-967-2789. Let's get at least one more caller in. Troy from Mount Horeb, you are up. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. What do you got for us?
Hey, Troy.
Hello. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Excellent, Troy.
I'm in Milwaukee as well. Thank you. I couldn't believe it. The energy, the all the different types of people, young and old, and all different people. Yeah, I'm starting to like
Tony. At a loss for words, perhaps, Troy. Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, you know, African American, Asian, it all. I'm just trying not to say that wrong, but we're, you know, we had diversity. That's the word I was looking for. The diversity was great, and that place exploded when Tim Walz came out and when Kamala came out. It was so loud we couldn't hear the good part of Tony's speech when they did it with Johnson.
Yeah,
Troy, you weren't the only one, man.
The Wisconsin came on and we all started cheering and everything. So you couldn't even hear that part. And then when we died down, then he got to the...
Troy, I tell you what, we're going to play some of Tony Evers last night. It was a charming moment, but perhaps not Tony's finest moment.
He was a little jazzed up, man. You get a little jazzed up. You couldn't get it out.
You know, Governor Evers shook my hand yesterday, about an hour before he did the roll call. I got to think he was maybe a little nervous from his brush with greatness.
Is that what it was?
Or maybe it was being in front of like 20 million people on the boob tube. Plus 20,000 in the room, 20,000 more watching in Milwaukee. It was a hell of a spectacle. Wasn't Tony's finest night, but it was for Kamala and Tim Walz and all the fine listeners of the Devil's Advocates. We're taking you with DNC Day 3. It's Tim Walz's day. They'll roll out the vice president tonight at the United Center in Chicago. We're going to have all the speeches this evening starting at 7 o'clock. We'll take you to the final bell, and then we'll
Sixty percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
We're so glad. And we are back from the 4:20 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Looking for your calls, your thoughts on the great DNC speech last night. Speeches, many of them. Some of you were in Milwaukee in the room. Want to hear from you in the room or on the telly. 844-967-2789.
Well, let's go to it. Dom, we're asking for the callers. They sometimes respond. I love it when a plan comes together. Like last night, the most dynamic evening in political convention history. I mean, whoever organized this thing. Even the DJ, man. I saw an interview with the DJ in the Washington Post. I heard the playlist described as perhaps the best playlist ever. Just what they were playing for the individual states as they did the state-by-state roll
and
call.
Did they get any court orders to not use some artists'
they
music?
They actually specifically asked that question because, of course, Donald Trump appropriates and steals music constantly. Do you see his social media team now is stealing freedom? They tweeted out a social media video, probably Truthy Social did. I'm going to be accurate.
Right.
But they used the soundtrack of the Kamala Harris campaign, which Harris has the permission of Beyonce to use. But the song we ended our first segment with, that Freedom song,
Trump's now using it in social media. And when thehill.com questioned Stephen Chung, you know, that very bitter guy, the spokesman for the Trump campaign, very profane jerk. He's just a jerk. He is everything that Trump stands for personified. He is a perfect representative of the campaign. His response when people start asking, like, you know, do you think you'll get sued by Beyonce? Things like that. His response was, freedom, freedom. And, of course, that's the song they've appropriated. See how that works.
Yeah, freedom to what? Steal other people's property, essentially.
But all of these songs, there wasn't a single artist that pushed back, according to the, you know, official DJ. He's DJed like DJ, I forget his name. I'll look it up. It's at the Washington Post. It's like his fourth convention DJing gig.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, this guy's a living legend amongst convention DJs. I'll learn his name soon. 844-967-2789. Be patient out there. We're going to the phones right now. Paul from Monona. Welcome to the DNC in Chicago, man. Welcome to the party.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. It was literally magic. And all I would say is I got to get myself and my wife down onto the floor literally 20 feet from the candidates because I volunteer with WISC Dems.
Nice.
And like Michelle Obama said, do something. And so I would encourage everyone who felt moved by last night to get out there and do something. Thanks, guys.
Paul,
all I have to say.
Paul, real quick, have you been to any event, sporting event, anything that sort of matched that enthusiasm in the crowd?
No, absolutely not. It was crazy. And, you know,
in a good way, hope. Though, right? Good crazy, not like Trump crazy, right?
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
Thanks for the clarity.
Hope. Yep, you bet. Well, my wife and I left there feeling the best we have felt in months.
Well said, Paul. Thank you for checking in. 844-967-2789. Going to our pal Jeannie calling in from Eau Claire, the third CD up there. Very important, Jeannie. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
I've enjoyed watching the two greatest radio show hosts ever on YouTube, The Little Devils, because he's doing a great job. I thought this was outstanding. I got a kick out of the cheese heads, and I loved how excited Tony Evers got when he was trying to announce and he was getting in the moment and the others. I mean, it's fantastic, and I've watched numerous DNC, but I've never seen anything like this in my life. This was even, I hate to say, better than Obama. So, anyway, thank you so much, guys, and keep up the great work. I'm really proud of you. You have a good time there. Be good. Bye.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Promises. No. We'll have a good time, but we won't be good.
Can't guarantee that.
You know, in any other circumstance, if someone said to me, better than Obama, I'd say, you take that back. That's sacrilege.
That's wrong.
But I was watching. I was listening. We were doing it on the radio last night for you. And I got to tell you, it was better than Obama. Even Obama was better than Obama. You know, it was just the entirety of the experience last night. And we see on the phones, hold tight. We're going to get as many of you in today as we can because, yeah, it's been a while since we talked to you folks. We've been busy chasing all our political heroes, and there are some real celebrities out there as well. I saw Kenan Thompson just a while ago from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah.
Funny guy.
Yeah, awesome.
Real quick, Rich, while there's time, let's play Tony Evers. For those that were in the room last night and couldn't hear it because the crowd was yelling so loudly, we've been told at the Fiserv Forum, you couldn't actually hear what Tony was saying. Well, here was Tony's shining moment in the sun. Play it for the people, Rich.
To announce that Wisconsin passed one vote present and 94 votes got me going here. Former Wisconsinite, former state, oh my God.
I love you, Tony!
I
love you, Tony!
I, I'll get there, Jason. I'll get there. 94 votes for former Wisconsinite, vice president, and our next president of the United States of America, Kamala Harris.
Come on. He stuck the landing, didn't he? He reminds me of that Australian woman breakdancing at the Olympics, just a little bit.
Oh, come on. Oh, Tony, apparently too jazzed up. God love him, man.
Jazzed as hell, he said. He was jazzed as hell, and that was, you know, a funny moment, and then it deteriorated.
And I think that was what? That was a Dem chair from Wisconsin, Ben Winkler. We love you, Tony. Come on. We love you, Tony. You can do this. What a funny event. What a great night last night. How do you top last night, Crudy?
I don't know, man. Tim Walz has got a hell of a night ahead of him. He's getting rolled out as the vice presidential nominee tonight. Tonight is Tim Walz's night. Coach Walz and Bill Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and the Devil's Advocates. We're going to bring it to you all night long. Special coverage live from the DNC Day 3.
Tired. If we start feeling that dread creeping back in, we got to pick ourselves up, throw water on our face, and what?
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show live on the road, United Center, day 3 of the DNC. Dom, an incredible scene last night. Who knew that the roll call was going to play such a dynamic part in the evening's performance? I mean, and I went back and I watched the RNC state roll call.
Yeah, I've seen some.
It was like, yeah.
I've seen some West of the social Virginia media side-by-side comparisons, man. It's not even close.
The Democrats even whooped their asses with the roll call. Right. And if you didn't see it, Little John, the turned down for what guy, came out singing, and they were doing what was called pass the mic. Each delegation was literally passing the same microphone as being taken to the next delegation to cast their ballots. So there were some intermittent stops. And we visually, as we were watching this last night, we noted it was a little bit, we were seeing it visually a little behind real time. But we've got this. Let's, Rich, if you would, people need to hear this. If you missed it, this was Little John, the artist, doing the DNC roll call on behalf of the great state of Georgia. Play cut 2.
Yeah!
And he's literally in the arena doing this.
We are here tonight to officially nominate Kamala Harris for president. 5 to 0, another round of shots. DNC, turn out for what? Get your hands up. Hey, everybody, get your hands up. Hey,
and he's walking everybody through the arena, high-fiving delegates on the floor.
We're not going back. We're not going back. We're not going back. We're not going back.
And then they pivot to Kendrick Lamar in the background. I mean, Meghan McCain was out there tweeting the you know, John McCain's daughter.
Yeah.
Very conservative. She was tweeting out, like, this is the best damn roll call I've ever seen in a political convention. And that was just one of the two big events. Obviously, the Pfizer Forum, we're going to play some of the sound of Kamala Harris in just a moment. But we asked you, our fair audience, especially those of you that attended the Kamala Harris rally, to be our Cub reporters. Tell us what you saw last night. Pat from the east side of Milwaukee. Pat, were you at the rally? What'd you think?
Hey, Pat.
No, I had a different perspective. I was on a plane coming back from the West Coast, and the Delta pilot, as we approached Milwaukee about 9 o'clock, said, oops, we have to be diverted to Madison. And then he said, Kamala's plane is at the airport, and I was expecting the crowd to, like, grumble and boo, but instead there was not a single murmur except for just later on a little bit of chatting as we got to Madison. Again, I was amazed that the crowd stayed, or that the airplane passengers stayed very, very neutral. And
wow, right.
No one complained. It was,
there wasn't like a MAGA going. Guy in the back wearing his red hat yelling and swearing?
No, if there was anyone MAGA on the plane, they were holding their fire. I was quite happy about that the pilot referred to her simply as Kamala. We have to Kamala's plane still on the ground.
She's now been promoted to one word name. Pat, how'd you get back to Milwaukee?
Well, we
Greyhound leaving the drive into us.
No, they left us on the plane, and then about a half hour later, they had to pick up.
They took
more
back
gas,
off. Yeah, gotcha. Thank you.
An hour late.
Kamala's at General Mitchell. We got to be diverted to Madison.
Looks
thanks,
like
Pat.
Carol from Madison made the trip down to Milwaukee last night. Carol, welcome. What was the big party like in Milwaukee?
Hello, Carol.
So envious. I can't believe I'm at the DNC, and I'm envious of you.
It was amazing. The place was just explosive. Everybody was singing and rocking out. And when the delegate count was going, it was a madhouse. And then everybody started screaming when the Wisconsin delegation came on. And then Tony Evers. And he's an excellent governor, but we know he's not a public speaker. But I give him credit for pushing through. But, yeah, the place went nuts when Tim Walz came out to give his speech. And then the roof blew off when Kamala Harris came in. And, wow, their speeches were amazing. And
you ever been to a sporting event, Carol? Something that rivaled that sort of energy in the crowd?
I've been to Packer games and I've been to Blackhawk games, and I would compare it to that.
Excellent.
Oh, sorry about that, Carol.
Didn't mean to cut you short, Carol. Let's play some of the sound. We weren't there. I am so heartbroken. I couldn't be in two places at once. We were here at the DNC. We're going to be here tonight for Tim Walz's big nomination rollout. And, of course, tomorrow night, Kamala Harris's night. But last night was also Kamala Harris's night and Walz's night in Milwaukee. Rich, with your assistance, let's play cut number three. Kamala coming to the stage.
Milwaukee! From exciting Chicago. The delegates at the Democratic National Convention, well, they just completed their roll call. And they have nominated Coach Walz and me to be the next Vice President and President of the United States of America.
That crowd going crazy, man.
It was going crazy. Let's keep it going. More of the Kamala Harris speech from Milwaukee last night. It's a people-powered campaign. Cut four, please, Rich.
And I thank everyone there and here for believing in what we can do together. We are so honored to be your nominees. This is a people-powered campaign, and together we will chart a new way forward.
Harris also talked about the contrasting visions, two different visions
yes.
of America. Let's keep them rolling. Rich, cut number five, Kamala in Milwaukee last night.
We haven't already won. 77 days of work to do, my friends. So listen, make no mistake. As we all know, this campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This is about two very different visions for our nation. One hours focused on the future, the other focused on the past. And Wisconsin, we fight for the future. We fight for the future. We believe in the future. A future with affordable health care. A future with affordable child care. A future with affordable housing and paid leave. That's the future we believe in.
Now, the stage was in the center. It was surrounded by crowd. And maybe I'm wrong, but I didn't see any teleprompters up there.
No, nor did I.
Tim Walz certainly did not use a teleprompter. And it is my impression that Kamala Harris was not on a teleprompter either. Maybe I have it wrong.
Two different visions of America, certainly two different conventions, different philosophies. Again, you know, you hear Biden used to say it all the time, compare me to, don't compare me to the Almighty, compare me to the alternative. And the contrast between these candidates, campaigns, philosophies, the energy is unbelievable. It is so specific. Let's keep going. A couple more from Kamala Harris. We believe in America. Yeah. Cut six, please.
We believe in a future where we build an opportunity economy, where every American has the opportunity to own a home, start a business, and build wealth, including intergenerational wealth. That's what we believe in. We believe in the future of our country. We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families. And when I am president, I will bring down the cost of groceries by making sure markets are competitive and fair. Together with Coach, we will take on Big Pharma and cap the cost of prescription medication for all Americans.
And I believe we've got one more from Kamala last night. Rich, play it if you'd be so kind.
So, Wisconsin, today I ask, are you ready to have your voices heard? Do we believe in freedom? Do we believe in opportunity? Do we believe in the promise of America? And are we ready to fight for it? When we fight, we win. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. God bless you.
An electric atmosphere in Milwaukee last night at the Fiserv Forum. The campaign said over 15,000 in attendance. Looked like it was a standing room only, Dem. I'd guess 18,000.
Thank you, Corey. 18,000 in Milwaukee, plus all the people here, plus all the people watching, streaming. What a great show. 844-967-2789. Almost as great as this show. When you join Devil's Advocates, let's get back to the lines. Dick from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
You're the crowd guy, Crudy. Both places hold in excess of 18,000 for a game. The floor is full. The fire marshals are looking the other way. I'm saying there's closer to 20 at Bulls.
You know I think you're...
But
probably absolutely right. And when you talk about the United Center here in Chicago, man, there's media, there's thousands of us, there's 15,000 credentialed media. So there's a whole other thing going on top of what's happening inside the Bowl. But in Milwaukee, man, it looked like it was packed to the rafters.
Exactly. And here's the other thing. You contrast it to this morning on Morning Joe, they were going back and forth between last month and this old shrivel that was taking the numbers. When they were doing the delegate count. Last night reminded me of the best concert I've ever been at in my life. Just crazy. And then watching that old gal from the Republican one, it looked like a bingo game at a senior center.
It did, Dick.
It was just pathetic.
And that's the best you can say about the RNC roll call.
Thanks for the call, Dick. 844-967-2789. Let's squeeze in Roseanne from Madison. You were at the rally last night. Welcome, Roseanne. What do you got for us?
Well, they were counting them when we came in. They actually physically counted us. But when we came, there were huge lines, and we had to walk in this big long loop that came around and came back and went back in. And while we were in line, everybody was really excited. There was a security person that was coming down the line and telling us that at 5:45 they were closing the doors and nobody more could get in. And so we were all just really worried because it was like 5:30 and we had a ways to go. But they still were letting them in at 6 o'clock. So that was kind of interesting. And then when we got inside, everybody was friendly. Everybody was just talking to everybody. Everybody was just having a good time. We were meeting everybody. And then we got in, and it was really efficient. They directed us where to go. And like somebody said earlier, they filled us up sections at a time. When we got there, they gave us signs, and they gave us wristbands to put on our wrists. And everybody had these bands that were flashing. And I met all the people around us, and we saved places for everybody. And I was just thinking how friendly and how wonderful it is to be Democrat and how it's so great that everybody's just getting along.
The and joy that, is contagious, Roseanne.
And they conceal carry at the RNC, you know, so you can't talk to your neighbors. They might shoot you. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We're expecting a fine guest at the table. Stick around, please.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live from Chicago at the DNC, at the United Center, at the desk. Got Crudy here, you on the lines at 844-967-2789. Make sure you follow us on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio.
Domus, I was just mentioning to you off air, the Trump campaign has given me their guest list for tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow when they, you know, they do their counter presser at the Trump Tower International over on Wabash.
Okay.
Vivek Ramaswamy, Dom, and Ambassador Carlos Trujillo. And I, Trujillo, don't care.
the stalker tour continues.
The stalker tour continues. J.D. Vance, if you're unaware, was in Kenosha, Wisconsin yesterday, trash-talking. I think we played some of that sound yesterday. We won't make you suffer through
No more broccoli, please.
Because I got to tell you, what the Democrats got going on right here in Chicago is the best political party I've ever been to. And they put a cherry on top last night, 88 miles to the north. They filled up the Fiserv Forum. And everyone I've spoken to, all the social medias I saw last night, and we were up late, but all the social medias I saw last night, Tom, people were just enthralled with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and that event, the energy in the room, rock concerts. And I've been to a lot of Trump rallies, and I've seen exceptionally large crowds. Tom, I described a Trump crowd as 40,000 in Des Moines, Iowa. But I can tell you, they weren't acting like that. They weren't that enthused for the man. They were more likely standing around with fried butter on a stick, something fried on a stick. And, you know, it didn't have that sort of energy. And it's always strange to me when you see people strolling out in the middle of the Trump speech. And I always understand to some degree that's because they've been at this political rally 6 hours before the guy ever comes out and actually does his sidewinding 90-minute rambling crap shows.
I don't ramble. Let me ramble and tell you how much I don't ramble.
But I've never seen the responding energy of the crowd at a Trump rally like that. And when I say that, I mean what happened in Milwaukee last night and what was happening right here at the DNC, man. We are half a building away, and the thunderous roar, I mean, you could hear it out here in the atrium where we're broadcasting from. It was crazy, dude.
Well, we do have some more sound. Rich, going to need your help on this one. Governor Tim Walz also in the MKE last night. Let's play it, if you would, please. Cut number 16.
You can find joy in the world everywhere. Here's where I find my joy. On October 1st, we're going to have a little talk, he and I, on the same stage. So.
Taunting J.D. Vance. Going to have a little talk. Look forward to hearing that conversation.
I still like it best when he said it first. He said, if I can get him off the couch.
Get him off the couch.
See what I did there?
You didn't have to say, see what I did there, man. That's the whole point.
We knew what you did there.
We saw what you did there.
Did you see what his kids did the other night? On Monday night, I believe, when Tim Walz.
Are the rabbit ears?
Yeah, they're kids the old man rabbit ears. Your dad's soon to be one heartbeat away from the presidency of the United States. Don't give the old man rabbit ears. You can, get a little respect for dad.
It's the old man. You can always give him rabbit ears. That's what you do with the old man. 844-967-2789. Crudy, the joy. Again, I keep coming back to this very specific theme. And our last caller talking about her experience in the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. People talking to each other, saving each other's seats. You know, I mean, that kind of joy, it's contagious. And you love to see that, man. And to see it come around so quickly in 30 days. One more from Governor Tim Walz regarding his opponent. Cut number 17, please, Rich.
And it always starts with the same old crap. Rig the economy for those at the top and screw the people at the bottom. That's what they do.
That's what they do. Lots of tax cuts. We heard Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin say it. It's tough to be a billionaire, man.
It is tough to be a billionaire. So I hear. From Ron Johnson.
Consider the source.
He was hanging out with Rick Scott that day. Rick Scott may be well on his way to being a billionaire. But, you know, if you're trying to steal some of the political thunder from this event, and this is the breaking news, CNN reporting that Robert Kennedy Jr. apparently going to drop out on Friday. And you know how Joe Biden dropped out the Sunday after the RNC and stole all the thunder of the event? Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to throw a presser on Friday to drop out of the presidential race, and I'm not sure if anyone's going to show up.
No, it's going to be there, man. Everyone's going to be hung over from being in Chicago, the DNC, all week.
And apparently this is in an effort to offer an endorsement to the Trump campaign for what, a little quid pro quo? If you give me a cabinet position,
yeah,
maybe I'll back your guy?
The reporting has been that the Trump campaign, they were open to perhaps inviting RFK Jr. into a cabinet position. So, and he's already on the ballot in some states, my understanding. So, you know, and he's probably going to peel off a few of those voters from Trump, whether or not he actually joins the Trump administration. But hopefully there will not be one.
You know, people are posting wonderful pictures on our text line at 844-967-2789, selfies at the Kamala rally, their statements about the Kamala rally. It was amazing, according to Matt from Germantown. People wearing their camouflage Harris Walz hats.
Nice.
I can't wait to get mine.
I know, man. When's it coming?
I don't know. Maybe it's in the mailbox at the new place. Got to go check up there. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We're doing the DNC Day 3, and we're turning to a happier happy hour, a hump day edition, Dom. It'll be coming up next. And don't forget, stick around. We're doing this all night long. We're going to take you all the way to the end. We're going to bring you the Barack Obama and Michelle Obama highlights in the next hour. And I believe we're going to meet a Tim Walz staffer of so many years. We're going to get some insights. What was Coach Walz like to work for? Is he the sort of guy that lets you wear jeans on Friday? Flannel shirt?
Was there beer in the fridge?
I love when Barack Obama took a shot at Tim Walz. You know, those flannel shirts, they weren't brought to you by any political
consultant. No, those were his.
And they've seen some stuff. And Gwen Walz was just reacting. She was just hooting. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. It's a hoot.